Michigan is part, of course, it's part of the Great Lakes ecosystem and the whole watershed here. And the Great Lakes hold some 20% of the world's surface fresh water. And so, you know, one is, you know, we hold the water here in the Great Lakes, and the world's looking to us for solutions. You know, we have our own challenges. We have our challenges of algae blooms in Lake Erie, invasive species in all the Great Lakes, and toxic pollution and climate change. We have this huge, huge kind of crucible of challenges in the Great Lakes. And what we're trying to do with Catalyst is what we're calling this series, and with a focus on California and the rest of the nation, is to put all of this in context. There are experts, there are policymakers, and people working really hard under pressure trying to solve these issues. And, you know, our goal is to bring them together. So what we learn in California can be applied in the Great Lakes. It can be applied in Peru, in other parts of the world that are under severe water stress.
How many town halls have you guys had so far?
So this will be the second in a series of what we're planning as 7 town halls. And, you know, the interactivity is very, very cool. And, you know, we're excited by that. But what we've really learned is in the first one, which was last week, you know, one is there are experts, but they're not necessarily all talking to each other. And they're not sharing with the policymakers. So there's a disconnect between all of the groups, in a sense, you know, when there are major crises, particularly water. Everybody tends to fall back into their silos. And so what we learned is that, you know, California is under severe pressure on one side. It is a water crisis. It is an emergency. And we also learned that status quo will not stand. Status quo for farming, status quo for water use in urban areas, even status quo for assumptions about environmental, quote, environmental use of water. So, you know, what we've really learned is that there is a high intrinsic value for water. And in California, they're learning, they're going to learn how to be much more efficient with much less water. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, are you pro-water? You're a journalist. And yes, I'm a journalist, but I'm certainly pro-water because I'm 75 or 80% water on a good day. And so this is it's a California conversation. It's a Great Lakes conversation. It's a global conversation. And one more point, the World Economic Forum in 2015 names, you know, every year they name the world's number one risks. Well, the number one risk above any sort of economic stress or terrorism threat, the number one risk globally is the impact of water crises. And that's not just crisis, but crises. And that's scarcity, that's pollution, that's sharing river boundaries, say, with China, India, Pakistan. So that is, the water crises are the number one risk globally.
The discussion about water scarcity and climate change can seem, I think, complicated for many people, and can seem like issues that people think they can't have much effect on. Do you think it's important for regular people to be interested in these issues?
It's critically important that regular people participate, regular people like you and I, and you know, policymakers and the, you know, the MacArthur Fellows and National Academy of Science folks who think about this every single day, because we are about to reshape water policies across the nation and around the world. And we all need to be part of that conversation because, you know, we use water every day. We won't survive without it. We won't have our food. We won't have our energy without water. And so we all have to have a voice as policies are being written, as, again, transparency and accountability issues. We need to hold ourselves, our lawmakers, our businesses, all accountable for how much water we use and what we use it for.
J. Carl Ganter is co-founder and director of Circle of Blue. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.